Okay, so we are on Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, but we're going to start from the Mishnah on Yod Beis. Yod Amud Beis, just to remind ourselves where we are, because everything we're going to learn going forward comes from that Mishnah. So just a quick reminder, the Mishnah has said, Ha'omer la chulin, sha'ochel lecha, lo kasher, v'lo dechi, tar v'tameh, no sar pigol asar. Right, so a person says that this item is going to be la chulin. We explain that la chulin means lo chulin. The Gemara is actually going to talk about that. That it's not chulin, meaning it's not chulin, then it has to be. Right, then it's kodesh, and then it's also eat, etc. It's not kosher, it's not clean, it's not tahor, etc. Or it's tahor, and it's tameh, etc. No, so you make it, you say it's nosar, you say it's pigol. All those things make it forbidden for you to eat. Right, you make it like things that are put on the mizbeach, like things that are used in the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Neder be. You make a neder like it should be like any of the things that are used for the mizbeach. Even he didn't say the word korban at all. That's like a neder bit korban and forbidden to use. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, and if you just say the words Yerushalayim, that's not enough. That doesn't mean anything. So fine. So these are all, again, different phraseology that you use that make it clear you're trying to make this thing like things that are kodesh, and that's why the item is going to be forbidden. Do you mind, by the way, just pass me a tissue? Thank you. Okay. So says the Gemara. Savruha, my lachulin, lo lachulin lahave. Right? So savruha means like you would have thought, and the Ran right away jumps on that language of Savruha. Skip, the Ran goes all, it's actually all the way down. On the right side, first word of the line is Gemara. You see that? It's like almost halfway in the wide lines, all the way down the right side. Savruha. See right? It's like 12 lines from the bottom of the page. Hold on. Right. There's a whole Ran in the Mishnah that we skip for now. But the Gemara says, Savruha. Hi, Savruha b'maskana namikai. Right, meaning savruha usually means like you would have thought, right? And the Ran's like, just by the way, like that's actually what we do think. Right? It's not just what we thought initially, but yeah, fine. So we'll see. It's a Gemara like that in Bava Basra. He points out it does the same thing, but fine. So back to the Gemara. So savruha my la chulin. So la chulin means lo la chulin la habe. That we're saying about the item that we're talking about, the animal, the whatever it is, that it's not going to be chulin. Good, ela korban. But rather, it's a korban. Fine. So, fine. So, money must listen. So then, who is the author of our Mishnah? E. Rabbi Meir. Again, we don't know Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda yet. We're going to be introduced to their opinions in a second. So, if you want to hold like Rabbi Meir, leis le michla lav atasha meyahein. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold when it comes to making a neder this rule of michla lav from that which is said in the negative. You can infer the positive, right? Rabbi Meir holds you can't make inferences in that way when it comes to what someone says to make a neder. How do I know? This is not because the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. Rabbi Meir Omer kol tanai she'eno ketanai b'nei Gad b'nei Ruvain eino tanai. As Rabbi Meir holds that if a person is making a stipulation and a statement, so the person says, "Hari amekudesh asli amanas that you're I don't know 37 years old," right? So Rabbi Meir holds, if you're making a tanai has to be like the tanai of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. What in the world is the tanai of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven? When Bnei Gad and Reuven come forward to Moshe Rabbeinu before they enter Eretz Yisrael, and they say, we don't want to cross the Yarden, we want to stay here on the other side. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes crazy at them and says, absolutely not, how can you do that? Fine. And then they say, he says, fine, we'll make a deal. Right? And what's the deal? The deal is, if you go over, you cross the Yarden and you fight in front of your brothers and you'll lead the charge and you fight for all the time it takes to conquer land, then you can come back and you can keep the land on the other side of the Yarden, right? But however, that tonight that's made is made in both directions. They say, if you go across, et cetera, and you fight, so then you can keep the land on the other side of the Yarden. And if you don't do that, then you can keep it, right? So he says both, right? What's the positive if you do, and what's the negative if you don't? And he says both things. So that's called Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven, that you explicitly state both sides of the condition. So Rabbi Meir holds that any tzai, any condition that doesn't say both directions, right, say it fully, so doesn't count of a as a you see it actually more explicitly in the Mefarish on the right side. So he says Disnan on the look at the first skinny line in the Mefarish, right, which says Rashi on top. It's not Rashi, yeah. Maseches Kedushin, you see me? Maseches Kedushin Perakam Omer Rimer Omer Kol Tanai Sheinu Kitzai B'Negav Bnei Reuven Eino Tanai Dichsev Vayom Ru. I think Vayom Alehem Moshe Im Yavru B'Negav Bnei Reuven Ischem, etc. If you come, etc. etc. Then you get the land back. V'im Lo Yavru, and if you don't, right? Lo Nichtav Im Yavru. It doesn't just say if you pass over, if you cross the Yarden, the Lord Tzarech L'Michtav Ela Im Lo Yavru. The Mashma Im Lo Yavru V'Nechazu B'Tzochachem. Right, he doesn't just say, if you don't go, then this is what's going to happen, right? But he says, no, if you go and if you don't go. Ha'im yavru v'nisatim lahem, etc. And Moshe could have just said one side. Right, if you go, then you get to land. Or if you don't go, you don't get to land. But he says both. Right? Ela lahachi itzrich lemichtav t'l'tarvayu t'l'armina mechlalav t'ashmehin. Why did Moshe have to say both? Because he doesn't hold on this idea. Look, if I said one, so you understand what I mean the other direction. No, let's not make anything understood. I have to say it explicitly. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did at that time. So, and just to close it up, he says, Umas nisin ketani asar de mechlala lo l'chulin shaminan korban. Right? What do we, the Mishnah says, not this way. And said, if you say lo chulin, it's not chulin, what do I know you mean? Must be it's hektish, it's korban. No, so Rabbi Meir can't say that, because Rabbi Meir holds, we don't say mechalav d'ashamehin. The fact that something is not X doesn't mean that it's Y, right? I have no idea. You just said nachulin. It's nachulin. Is it Kodesh? I don't know. Right? Don't tell me that because it's not. You said nachulin, it becomes automatically Kodesh. Fine. So the bottom line is, fine. And we'll take you a step further for a second. Fine. So just to explain it, I mean, we just did. But basically, the point is, if I want to, and by the way, don't get me wrong, you're probably thinking to yourself, this is a little bit of not the exact same thing. Right? When someone says, lo l'chulin, that's not really a t'nai, right? That's just a statement, right? So the extension here is that when we say, it can't be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds, we don't say mechlal l'avatash me'ahin when it comes to a t'nai, right? Or sorry, I should say, because Rabbi Meir holds that any tzai that's not like Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven isn't a tzai. So what do you see from that? You see that if that's what he holds, that every tzai has to explain explicitly both sides, what do you see? You see that, and we'll see if this jump is correct, right? Must be in general, he holds, we don't say Mechalala V'tashem Ehein. Right? Those are two separate points, right? But that's the understanding that the Gemara has at this point. So if Rabbi Meir holds by a tanai that has to be, and by the way, the tanai of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven is called a tanai kuffel. It's doubled because you say both sides of it. So if he holds that way, must be he doesn't hold. You can't just make an inference from one side of the equation, and therefore the fact you said lo chulin is not going to be enough. Presumably, just look back. Look in the Ran just for a second. He says, "Leisle mechlal avatasha mehein." See where I am? Duhu by tanai kafel, because he requires the double tanai. Could the yof mit tanai benegam ne ruvin? Yichsev im yavru vim lo yavru. Fine. From that case, this nan. And how do I know? Because Rabbi Meir says, "Beperka Omer b'kiddushin." He says it's in kiddushin, and then the Ram points out, "Va'afa gav damrina b'shuas saidos." The Gemara says in Shuas, "Dechileisle the Rabbi Meir mechlal avatash mechlalav." Michlalav hein b'mamona b'isura islay. So just by the way, you might be wondering, there's a Gemara in Shavuos that says this whole idea of Rabbi Meir, where he says that we don't say michlalav hein, that we can infer one from the other, that's only in mamon, mamonos. But b'isura islay, when it comes to isurim, right, then he says that's okay. You can just say one side and that would be enough. He holds michlalav tashem hein. So that's true. And if that's true, then what might you argue here? Nidarim, you might argue, is Isser, right? I'm making something usher to myself. So if by Yisurim he does hold Mechal of Tesh Mehen, why he would hold that way is a different question. But if he does hold that way by Yisurim, so maybe this shouldn't be true by Nedarim. By Nedarim, maybe he should talk, he should hold Mechal of Tesh Mehen, in which case our mission could be Rebbe Meir. So he says, no. Ha'asikna ha'asam debesota ve'idos leisle. When it comes to soda, in case of Eidos, doesn't hold that way. Mishum dehavu Yisura de'isbe mamona. Because those are Yisurim that also have a financial aspect to them. Okay, when nedarim nami mamona isbehu dahainu chefsa de mitzar alei. Here you could argue that even though it's Yisurim, there's also a monetary, fallout from the Yisurim. Because now that there's an Isur, now certain items are forbidden to me. So my cow that I wanted to use for my whatever business, now I can't use because now it's designated as a korban. So there's mamonos issues or ramifications for that Isser. So it's not simply Isser, it's also mamonos. And that's why this rule can still apply here in this case. Fine. Okay. So first try is maybe our mission is Rebbe Meir. Can't be Rebbe Meir. Why? Because all the mission said was, if you say la chulin, aser. But Rebbe Meir holds Michalav, you don't say Michalav Tashmeh. Okay. So let's try again. So Ella back in the Gemara. Ella Rabbi Yehudi. So rather, maybe our mission is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Back on the run for a second. Says Ella Rabbi Yehuda all the way at the end of the line there. Ella Rabbi Yehuda the Amar Meperak Hasholeach in the Gemara and Gittin. Gavi Motzi as Ishto Mishum Neder Delo Bai Tanai Kafel. Right there, he says when it comes to a person who's getting divorced. So he's divorcing his wife because of a neder that she took, that he took, that you don't require tanai kafel. Elamrina mechalav tashmehein. Right, as long as we can infer what you meant in that case, that's enough. And Rabbi Yehuda does not require tanai kafel, and so you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds mechalav atashmehein. So maybe we could hold this mishnah could be like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so. Back to the Gemara. So El Rabbi Yehuda, okay, so maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda, who is not bothered by this issue, this need for Tanai Kafel, and can say, B'chalav Tashameh. Okay. If you want to say that there are missions of Rabbi Yehuda, you have a big problem. Ema Seifa, what about the end of our Mishnah? End of our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'omer Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum. Our Mishnah says, that Rabbi Yehuda says, if you say Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum. Okay. So if that's true, me the Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda, right? Whenever the mission says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what's the implication? He didn't say the beginning part. Otherwise, I'm going to say his name. Right? What are you saying his name for now? If you're saying his name at the end, must be that he wasn't the author of the beginning, the first part of the mission. So, yeah, no, answer the Gemara. Kula Rabbi Yehuda. No. It's all Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachi Katani, and this is how you explain it. She Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'om Yushalayim Lo Amar Klum. Okay, so you have to change the language of the Mishnah. That was the last line there when it says Rabbi Yehuda Omer. It's not Rabbi Yehuda as opposed to the earlier author Rabbi Yehuda now says. No, this all fits because Rabbi Yehuda himself holds HaOmer Yerushalayim, which is not Ke Yerushalayim, etc., is going to its Lama Klum. So now we have no problem. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like it. Okay? But not no problem. We're going to have trouble here. So. Okay. Yeah, just look at the Ran, four lines in the bottom. Kula Rabbi Yehuda hi. She Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha Omer Yushalayim Lo Amar Klum, because Rabbi Yehuda holds. Right? If you say Yushalayim, you didn't say anything. Kevan Shalom Hizkir Kaf Hadimyon. Right? Kaf Hadimyon Ke, like. You didn't use that Kaf. Right? Bahua Din Le Imra, Dirim Ve'etzim, and same thing, all these different words. El Zanaka Yushalayim Mishim De Samichlai. And he mentions the word, so why did you just talk about Yushalayim? Because that was the most recent one. Was the word Yerushalayim, but it's true of all of them. If you didn't say the cup, the ke, that's not enough, then it doesn't do anything. Okay, Avav Pigol Nosar V'Tame Moda Behu Rabbi Yehuda. So whatever the other ones didn't say ke by Pigol and Nosar, etc. Even those ones Rabbi Yehuda's Moda the Lo Bay Kaf. According to Shapir Ashi Mishnah saying like he had said earlier in the Mishnah, Mushivachi Tana Lahu Tana Below Kaf, and that's what those are taught without a Kaf. But the bottom line is those that can explain our Mishnah. Fine. Okay. So now go back to the Gemara. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Okay, that's nice. So right now everything's nice and cozy. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the entire Mishnah, and you change the end of the Mishnah's language to Sher Rabbi Yehuda Omer. But now it says the Gemara, V'chi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, V'chi Amar Ki Yerushalayim, the Rabbi Yehuda Mi Mitzer. Really? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Did you say Ki Yerushalayim, that you've made the animal forbidden? V'hatanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha Omar Ki Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum. Yidor B'davar HaKarev B'Yushalayim. I thought Rabbi Yehuda holds. It's their Gemara in Kiddushan Daf Nun Dalet that quotes a writer from Yehuda that says if you say Ki Yerushalayim, that's not enough. Meaning, and you don't understand why. This animal is like Yerushalayim, but people are going to live in it. Like, what does that mean? Ki Yerushalayim. What does that mean? Right? It's very vague. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't. That's not enough. Saying Ki this animal is like Yerushalayim, that's not enough. You have to say B'davar HaKarev Yerushalayim. It's like, right? It's like, Ishim. It's like Pigol. It's Nosar. Meaning you're stating something that is brought on a Mizbeach. Now I understand that you make that like a Korban. That makes sense. But just the language of Ki Yerushalayim is not enough. So wait a second. So you just told me our whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, Sher Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Har Yerushalayim Lor Maklum. But otherwise, if you say Ki Yerushalayim, that makes it us, and that's the language of the Tana Kama, who never tell me is also Rabbi Yehuda. I have a Beferish Price that says the opposite. That says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. They hold that if it's Ki Yerushalayim, he didn't understand anything. So how can you make our whole Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda if I have another Price according to Rabbi Yehuda saying the opposite of what our Mishnah says? It's answer the Gemara, no problem. Kula Rabbi Yehuda. Kula Rabbi Yehuda hi utre tanai alibi Rabbi Yehuda. This is like kind of like your like last ditch effort in a certain sense, right? And you say, no problem. Our Mishnah really is all the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and you have two tanaim who quote Rabbi Yehuda differently. One of them says Rabbi Yehuda said Ki Yerushalayim is a problem, and one of them says Ki Yerushalayim is fine. Okay, if you tell me that, so then okay, that's fine, I guess. But it's our little bit less ideal answer. But it's still a lot, but it's an answer that preserves our mission of being all according to Rabbi Yehuda, which again we always want to do. We also honor when our mission is to follow a shita that we have heard before. That's not something brand new. Look at the round all the way at the bottom. Trey Tanali Rabbi Yehuda. Tana de Masnisin Savar Rabbi Yehuda Daito Al Davar Hakare Vishalayim. Vichyamar Ki Yerushalayim Mitzar. Meaning our Tana in our Mishnah holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you say Ki Yerushalayim, it means something that's brought in Yerushalayim, and that's enough. And Ki Yerushalayim is enough. V'tana bera, the other Tana holds, Sarva the Daito al Eitzim v'avanim v'achiyidor b'davar karev l'mitzah. Right? He means actual items. And until you say something that is brought, so that's not that won't make it answer. By the way, it's not as bad as I just said. Meaning, in a sense, like this, what the argument would be that the general concept that Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to both Tanaim is the same, right? Trey Tanaim lived to Rabbi Yehuda. They're both holding the same concept, right? The machlokes is only in this little detail at the end, which is the what about the language of Yerushalayim? I mean, the only argument did Rabbi Yehuda also include Ki Yerushalayim? Oh no, he only meant that if you say an actual item brought and the mizbeach, but that the actual word Ki Yerushalayim he wouldn't agree with. But the general concept they would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, right? Holds in general, etc. And it fits all these languages. They would really agree to 90%. Of what's in the Mishnah, they would actually agree to. So, I take back a little bit of my cynical commentary.
But we have to figure out, is the Gemara going to be bothered now with what he really said then? Or are they just going to go past this?
No. The Gemara doesn't usually get like all, bothered by, which one did he really say? I present it a little bit cynically. But the Gemara will do that sometimes and say, it's Trey Tanai, and by the way, it's not just cynical. Sorry, it's not just like, it's not a cop-out answer. I shouldn't say it like this. Sorry, I apologize. It's not a cop-out answer in the sense that, how did they learn anything? They all memorized things they were learned from their Rebbe. That's exactly what they did. So to have multiple people, multiple Talmidei Chachamim, who remembered what Rabbi Yehuda said differently, or remember what Abai and Rava said differently, it's not surprising at all, actually, right? We have that Bizman Hazeh. Did Rosh Hashanah say it like this? Did Rosh Hashanah say it like that? No, I heard Rosh Hashanah say it. No. He said, we have a recording, so we can't get it right. Right? It is a true thing that's how they remember things. So it's not, so, and you have it all the time, the Gemara has. Trey Tanai, Liba, Da, whatever. That happens all the time. I'm just saying, it's like, okay, fine. It gets you an answer without having to prove it. But the reason it's not as bad as I'm making it out to be is that it is exactly what happened all the time, which was that you could have an opinion which we basically understand, but needs clarification, and there can be details within that statement that two different students heard in a different way. And at that point, the Gemara may not necessarily go further with that to explain it even more, but it's a solid enough answer that the Gemara rests its case at that point. Fine, we have our mission of Rabbi Yehuda, and yeah, we have one brace that seems to contradict. Okay, so that happens sometimes. Different Talmidim understand differently. Yeah. Yes? Okay, good. All right, flip the page. Tanya. Okay. Braisa taught. Chulin, ha-chulin, ki-chulin. Bein sha-o-chalacha, bein sha-lo-o-chalacha, mutter. La-chulin, sha-o-chalacha, aser. And la-chulin, lo-o-chalacha, mutter. Okay, so here we go. Let's figure this out. Okay? So Braisa says, if you just say chulin, ha-chulin, ki-chulin, right? Whether you say eating it or not eating it, etc., it's mutter. Why? Because chulin is mutter. You're declaring something chulin. Chulin, ha-chulin, ki-chulin, all those things are languages of that the item is not made kadosh, right? And that person can use. Look at the Ran on the top right. Bisha'ochalacha pshita deshari, right? If you say the language, sha'ochalacha, right, that's obviously fine, right? It's chulin sha'ochalacha. So what are you telling me? It's an item that I can eat. Right? Permissible. Right? That's obvious. Ubishalo ochalacha nami. But even you say chulin shalo ochalacha, also it's obvious that it works. Why? The amalei hamasha ochalacha lo yehei chulin. Because basically what you're saying is, right, that which you are eating, right, shouldn't be chulin. How kmin and lak rabbi meir delesle mechal avatasha mehein. Right? But we'll see in a second that you must be holding like Rabbi Meir that holds. We don't say mechala. You know, we don't say mechala tashem mehin. So if you say chulin shalo ochalacha, well, you call it chulin. So I don't assume that it's chulin you're not eating. Okay, so it's chulin that you're not eating, but it doesn't mean that's not chulin, right? So if it's chulin you're not eating, it's still gonna be okay, right? Because you didn't do anything yet. However, la chulin shalo ochalacha aser. But lachulin shalchalacha. So now what happens? Kach hi hagirsa berov hadischal. So he just points out that most of the girsas read it that way. V'kasha tuva lama aser. So the Gemara said that's aser. Lachulin shalchalacha is aser. So the Ran's bothered, right? Why is that aser? V'hamishum mechlal lavatasha mehein tzrichin lemaisi ba ulri meir leislay. Right? You have to if it's because of if you have this mechlal lavatasha mehein. So you'd have to bring it and say that Rabbi Meir, you'd make it usher based on that. But Rabbi Meir doesn't hold from that. Right? Lachulin sha'ochelacha. Right? So if it's lachulin sha'ochelacha, so then again, if you don't hold mechalat ha'shemehen, it should still be mutter, is what the Ran's trying to argue. You're going to say lo trichin b'ha l'mechlal av tashmehin, right? The cave in the amar lo chulin al korcha korban havis. You'll say, what do you mean? I'll tell you why it's aser, because the language is lo chulin. It's lo chulin, it should be aser, right? No, so that leisa, it's not true. Tamishum hachi ukimna le'el masnisin to lo korbi meir. That's what we said already, our mission before, it's not lo korbi meir. Amal afilu b'chi ha trichin l'mechlal av tashmehin. Meaning, even his point is that what you saw before is that if you need without bechalal mechalal avtash mehein, without the explicit language lo chulin shalo like lo chalacha, it's not enough. You don't have it fully asering, then I don't know anything. Yeah, that's not going to work. Lefigach yesh mish omer the lo garsinan le hachachachalal. There are those who say that this language is not in the Gemara. Right? That this lo chulin shalo chalacha aser. There are those who remove it from the Gemara because it doesn't make sense. It wouldn't work. Okay, fine. So we're going to see now what the Gemara itself is going to ask the question, Reisha Mani, right? So the Gemara is going to start asking the question, who is the author of this Braisa, right? Rabbi Meir hi, delays the Mechlal Av Tashem Hein, right? So it sounds like this the Reisha of this, of our, again, not Reisha of our mission, Reisha of this Braisa right here. Who is it? So it sounds like that's Rabbi Meir. And by the way, this is why the Ran removes that phrase, l'chul n'shalcha l'cha asar. Right, that's a problematic phrase in the Brisa. But for now, and certainly in terms of the Reisha, right, chulin ha-chulin ke-chulin bein shalcha l'cha, bein shalcha l'cha mutar, who is that? That's Rabbi Meir, right? Because as long as you didn't say explicitly that's not chulin and you're not eating, you can't eat it, so then we assume it's still mutar, and that's who that is. But if that's true, ein ba-sefer, la chulin lo ochel l'cha mutar. Right, but what about the seifa that holds la chulin lo ochel l'cha and it's still mutar? Vatnan la korban lo ochel l'cha, Rabbi Meir oser. So you know the Gemara, we're gonna have to spend some more time taking apart this brisa. So maybe we'll stop here and we'll pick this up in a minute more tomorrow. Okay, shkoyach.